Commenting on the DeMar case, Wayne LaPierre, the executive vice president of the National Rifle Association, said that when Obama says he believes in the Second Amendment because he likes to protect sportsmen, Obama does not understand that the Second Amendment was intended to allow U.S. citizens to defend themselves, not just to shoot pheasants. Obama's alleged support of the Second Amendment is utterly cynical and false, LaPierre wrote. Barack Obama is not for the right to keep and bear arms. He's out to destroy it. Obama apparently learned nothing from the DeMar case. On February 15, 2008, the Associated Press reported that Obama had voiced support for the District of Columbia ban on handguns while the case was pending in the Supreme Court. In a sit-down interview with the Chicago Sun-Times on April 25, 2008, Obama repeated his support of local officials who enact gun bans in their areas. Agreeing with the National Rifle Association, the Gun Owners of America have also tagged Obama as a committed anti-gunner. So I can now add a second large segment of voters unlikely to support Obama, advocates of the Second Amendment, who believe in the right to keep and bear arms,